Welcome back into Fox on Fox. No, that is not John Fox. It is Broncos tight end Virgil Green, 2011, seventh round pick out of Nevada. You're listed at 6'3", 249, Virgil. Is that accurate?
That's pretty close to it.
How much of that is genetics? How much of that is hard work on your part?
I think it's
you can feel free to just puff on up there, too.
It's a mixture of both. I think I've been genetically predisposed to look like this. But I do work hard in the weight room. I've had a hard working mentality in the weight room ever since college, so that hasn't tapered off at all. So I just like to work hard in all aspects of the game.
In the Seattle game, you went out with an injury. I know it's been tough for you to miss the past several weeks. Of course, you're back and doing some great things. How difficult was it to miss time, though?
Oh, it was tough. You know, I'm a guy who loves to work. I don't like being out watching those guys and not being able to be out there helping them when a guy goes down. It's tough on me. But at the same time, I think it was a true blessing. I got to have my body rest a little bit and come back and be able to help those guys up front and move that line of scrimmage.
Over 200 yards rushing the past 2 weeks. You guys are definitely moving that line of scrimmage. How much pride do you take in run blocking? Definitely not the most glamorous.
I take a ton of pride. You know, at the University of Nevada, we ran the ball quite a bit. I believe my junior year we had three 1,000-yard rushers, which is an NCAA record. And every year I was there, we were top five in rushing. So my coaches at Nevada made sure that everybody up front, did their part. We used to say, do your 1-11, do your job and your job only. And if all 11 guys come together, we can do some great things. So I think if we have that mindset here with the Broncos, we could keep having consistent games in the run game.
You're certainly playing a big part in doing that. It's also good to have Peyton Manning say good things about you. He recently did. Let's go ahead and take a look at what Peyton has to say about your run-blocking abilities and also trying to get you in the end zone.
I can promise you he was hurt, you know, for him not to have been in there the past couple weeks. So it was good to get him back out there. It allows us to do more things from a personnel standpoint and formations. I'm going to get him that first touchdown pass. I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. It's just a matter of time. So we're on a mission there.
Peyton Manning's on a mission to get you in the end zone. You got to like to hear that, right?
Absolutely. Coming from a guy like Peyton, who in my mind is a first ballot Hall of Famer, it means a lot. And just playing with him is a joy. I know he's going to try to get it done, but I just want it to happen naturally. I don't want it to be forced. And I also want to win the game as well. I don't want to score a touchdown and lose. That would be worthless to me. I always want to get those W's, and that's what it's all about.
How good is this Broncos offense right now? You're proven not to be just a one-dimensional pass-heavy offense.
I think we're marvelous right now. I mean, when you have a guy like Peyton who is not only a good quarterback, but he's a good teacher. You know, he may not be a wide receivers coach, but he teaches guys what they need to look for. Even in the run game, he's telling us what we need to look for when we're going to different plays. So he's just he's like a Jedi almost. He knows everything.
It's good. Jedi, I like that. On to the Buffalo Bills, number two overall ranked defense. How much of a challenge do they pose to your offense this week?
It's going to be a huge challenge, but at the end of the day, you know, those guys are men just like we are. And my mindset is I lay down to no man. And that's what we have to have all up front and go out there and hit these guys in the teeth and take no holds barred.
All right, time to get to know Virgil Green. Some off-field questions. When you're not here at Dove Valley, what are you working on at home? But maybe besides the weight room.
I play a lot of video games. I'm a gamer. Right now, I'm in the Madden League with Noshawn Moreno. He's actually the commissioner of the league. So
why does that not surprise
you? You know, Noshawn is a funny guy.
Does Noshawn play with Miami or does he play with Denver?
Well, we're in a connected franchise, so we just pick the team and we draft guys. We take it pretty seriously. Right now, my defense is the number one defense in the league, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, makes sense, I guess. Favorite hobby besides football, is it gaming?
Do you consider that
a game?
You know what I like to do? I like watching Dateline. I'm a Dateline guy. I love watching those mystery things. I was a criminal justice major, so I love seeing how all that evidence comes together. So I'm definitely different in that aspect. My wife hates it. It scares her, but I love it.
Something that fans might not know about you that you feel like maybe they should, outside of the fact that you watch Dateline.
I like to cook. I'm a cooker. I can cook any kind of breakfast. I can cook omelets, breakfast burrito, anything you can name, and I'm probably have some of the best breakfast you've ever had in your life.
Nice. Big help with Thanksgiving dinner then?
Yeah, absolutely. My parents came in, showed me some things I didn't know, so it was quite fun.
Very good. Virg, thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Coach Fox Reminder will be joining us in just a little bit. But first up, let's go back to studio as we honor a Mile High legend. Raul is standing by with how the Barrel Man's family is honoring the superfan on the fifth anniversary of his death.
He was one of Denver's most recognizable fans for more than 30 years. And 5 years ago today, Broncos country said goodbye to Barrel Man. But Cammy Carmen explains why the superfan's son recently brought the Barrel out of retirement for one last trip around Mile High.
I have a new respect for what he did.
Wearing a Barrel with a touching message on the back.
This isn't easy. It's hard to walk in.
No shirt.
I'm having fun.
Surrounded by the occasional snow flurry and a wind chill of 35 degrees.
I'm freezing.
Todd McKernan brought the Barrel back to Mile High one last time.
He did it when it was a lot colder than this.
But every few feet, fans warmed his heart.
He's sending out thoughts for all of our bodies.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So many people coming up saying, I miss your dad so much.
He was a man. Right on,
good man. Thank you. It's been, a little bittersweet. I miss my dad a lot.
McKernan first started going to Broncos games with his dad in 1968.
I remember this for so many years being a little different that I'm in the Barrel.
When his father's health started to decline, Todd made a request.
I'd like to wear the Barrel one time for a tribute. And the first thing he said was, what, you're not trying to take over, are you? And I was like, no, a tribute's one time, Dad. I said, I'd like to do it just once for you. And he said, wait a few years and you have my blessing.
What's better, take a picture with me or be on TV?
Hundreds of photo ops later.
I bet I've taken 250, 300 pictures today. If you get close, I get warmer.
And countless cheers.
Woo! Come on!
Todd has a new connection to his father's Broncos legacy.
We miss him, huh?
Man, terribly.
It's nice to know how people viewed him. This was like my way of getting to feel close to him again.
Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cammy. The people love Barrel Man. Now, the Buffalo Bills aren't exactly a familiar opponent for the Broncos, but the man behind center is no stranger. Kyle Orton preparing to make his return to Mile High. What Coach Fox had to say about preparing to play his former quarterback. And from motivation to a mantra, to a movement, how special team star Omar Bolden used social media to spread an important life message.